ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टां स्थापितां येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति सुपदान्धिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगणललितां श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवीं गौरवाणी प्रजारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे। नमाओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्तसिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने। श्रीवर्षभानविदेवी दैदाय कृपार्दये कृष्णसम्बन्ध विज्ञानं दायिने प्रभवे नमः। माधुर्योज्ज्वल प्रेमाद्य श्रीरूपानुगभक्तिद श्रीगौरकरुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमोऽस्तुते। नमस्ते गौरवाणि श्रीमूर्तये दीनधारिणे रूपानुगविरुद्धापसिद्धान्तद्वन्द्वहारिणे। नमो गौरकिशोराय साक्षाद्वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलम्बरसाम्भोधे पादाम्बुजायते नमः। नमो भक्तिविनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनामिने गौरशक्तिस्वरूपाय रूपनुगवराय दे। गौराविर्भवभूमिस्त्वं निर्देष्टा सज्जनप्रिय वैष्णवा सार्वभौम श्रीजगन्नाथाय दे नमः। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषये नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशात्विकम्। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगल्पदे गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते। जयतं सुरदौभाङ्गोर्मम मन्दमदेर्गति मत्सर्वस्वदाम्भोजौ राधामदनमोहनौ। दिव्यवृन्दारण्यकल्पद्रुमाद श्रीमन्रत्नाकरसिंहासनस्थो श्रीशद्राधाशीलगोविन्ददेवौ प्रेष्ठालिविसेव्यमानौ स्मरामि। श्रीमन्रासरसारम्भी वंशीवटतटस्थित कर्षन् वेणुस्वनेर्गोभिर्गोपिनाथाश्रियेऽस्तु नाम्। राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुदे देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधिदां भगवदां नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिनां मध्ये महाभारतम्। अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवतीम् अष्टादशाध्यायिनीम् अम्बत्वामनुसन्दनामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी। नमोऽस्तु ते व्यासविशालबुद्धे भुल्लारविन्दायतपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णप्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमयप्रदीपाम्। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय त्वोत्रवेत्रैकबाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः। सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दुग्धा गोपालनन्दन पार्थो वल्ससुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत्। വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസചാണൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും. ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതടാജയദ്രത ജലാഗാന്ധാരനീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ മഹനി കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാ വികർണഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സുതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദീ കൈവർത്തക കേശവ പാരാശര്യവജ സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകേസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹര പേബീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാദ് ഭാരത പങ്കജ കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ. മുഖം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം. യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണേന്ദ്ര രുദ്രമരുതം സ്വനന്ദി ദിവ്യൈ സവൈർ വേദൈർ സാംഗപദൈർ ക്രമൌ വർഷതൈർ ഗായന്തി യം സാമഗാഃ ജനാഃ വസ്തിതദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തി യം യോഗിനോ യസ്യ അന്തം ന വിദുഃ സുരാസുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ. പ്രഹ്ലാദ ഈസ് കൺക്ലൂഡിംഗ് ഹിസ് പ്രേയേഴ്സ് ടു നരസിംഹമൂർത്തി. ഹി സേസ് ടു നരസിംഹം, ത്വം വായുരഗ്നിർവനി വനിവിർവ്യദംബു മാത്രം പ്രാണേന്ദ്രിയാണി ഹൃദയം ചിദനുഗ്രഹശ്ച സർവം ത്വമേവ സ്വഗുണോ വിഗുണശ്ച ഭൂമൻ നാന്യൽ ത്വദസ്തഭി മനോവചസാ നിരുക്തം. പ്രഹ്ലാദ സേസ് ടു നരസിംഹം, all material elements are inside you. That is the way he has concluded the prayers. We saw yesterday that all five material elements, Vayu, Agni, Avani, Ambu, all of them, plus he said Pranan, the living force, is also inside you. It's you who has come as the living force in everyone. All the senses, power of the senses is also within you, with Narasimham. And that's come as sensory power in all of us. The heart is in us. And that Chitsarubam, that he says here, Pranendriyani Hridayam Chidanugrahascha, verse 48. So, Chidanugrahascha, that means, Chidanugrahascha means, the Chit Shakti is you, and that grace or mercy that comes from Narasimham is also you. That is what is called Chidanugraham. Chit Shakti, Chidanugraham. Chidanugraham means that the Chitsarubam, Chitsarubam means the spiritual nature of the Chit Shakti, that's you. And that power of mercy or grace or Krishna's Kripa, what it is called, that's coming from you, that's also you. He says, and then he says, Sarvam Tvameva, everything is you. Nothing else exists here. Sarvam Tvameva, Saguno Vigunascha Bhuman. Sagunam as well as Vigunam. That means, Sagunam Vigunam it said, but never said Nirgunam there. You can see there, the difference. So, Sagunam Vigunam means good and bad. Sagunam and Vigunam. That means whatever good and whatever bad we say, everything, Nanyal Todastavi Manu Vachasa Niruktam. That means with the words, with the mind, whatever we perceive in this world, everything is you. That is how Prahlada concluded that prayers to Narasimham. Prahlada is closing the prayers now. Finally, he is saying to him that all the material elements are within you. Mind, intelligence, ego, senses, everything is within you. The living force which is in everybody, that's also in you. And that Chit Shakti, which is the Chit Sarubam, from where the grace comes to the devotee, that is also you. That is also you. Chit Sarubam, that is why it's called Chidanugrahascha. then sarvam tvameva, everything is you. Saguno vigunascha bhuman, that means good and bad, whatever you feel, good or bad, whatever that is here, is everything you, within you. And todasti, snanyam todasti bhimano vachasa niruktam. That means by the words of the mind, whatever that is being perceived here in this world, that is also yourself. And then he says, 49th verse, naite guna gunino mahadadayo ye sarve mana prabhrdaya sahadeva martyaha adyanda vanda murugai vidandhi tvamevam mimrusha sudhiyo viramandi shabdal. That Urugaya, they have, the, here, Vedam talks about yourself. Adhyandavanda Urugaya Vidandihi Tvam Evam. Only, Vedam has only to talk about you. And you are not being controlled by any of the three modes of material nature. Sattugunam, Rajogunam, Tamogunam. These three modes of material nature, you are not affected by that. When we talk about this creation, everything in this creation, whatever we experience and perceive here, it has got a beginning and an end. But you have no beginning or end. That's what he is saying here. Naide gunana gunino mahadadayo ye sarve mana prabhrdaya sahadeva martya adyan adyanda vandam urugaya vidandi hitvam evam vimrsha sudhiyo viramandi shabdal. So your nature is spiritual, therefore because it is spiritual, that it has no beginning, no end. Spirit always exists. Spiritual nature always exists. Eternity, isn't it? Eternal is the nature of the soul. Eternal is the nature of the spirit soul. Like we were saying yesterday, that when we are trapped in the material energy, we feel temporary. When we are trapped in the spiritual energy, you feel permanent. This is the difference. We feel this changes. Sometimes you feel eternal, sometimes you feel temporary. This is due to our identification with the spirit or the matter. When we identify with matter, you feel temporary with the body. When you identify with the soul, you feel permanent, eternal. This is the nature of the spirit and the matter. So here, Prahlada is saying to Narasimham, your nature is so spiritual, is always spiritual, therefore you are never temporary. He is saying that. So ide gunana gunino mahadadayo ye sarve mana prabhrdaya sahadeva martyam adyanda vanda murugaya vidandihi tvam evam vimrsha sudhiyo viramandi shabdhal. And knowing this, who have realized this, they do not study anything anymore. There is nothing to study after that. They stop thinking after this, because there is no need to think about anything. And they stop using their mind even, because mind is not required anymore after that. And once they have come to the platform of the soul, experience of the soul, then mind stops its function. Mind is not required anymore. This function of the mind, function of the intelligence, and function of the senses, function of the body, they are all when it is trapped in the trapped under the modes of nature or under the material nature, prakriti. Otherwise, it's not required. That is why saying here, see, evam vimrsha sudhiyo viramandi shabdal. Sudhiyo means people who have that realization. They withdraw from all these things. They stop all these activities. Which one? The activities of the mind, the activities of the body, activities of the intelligence. And they don't have to study anything anymore. And they are always situated in the platform of the soul. In the Bhagavadam, what we have mentioned yesterday also, that Krishna gives this opportunity sometimes to everybody. What is that? That at the time of death, he makes us aware that all our beliefs and faiths, what we have cultivated in life, is all false. He makes you aware that with the death, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That all along on the conception that we are the body, we lived in this world. At the time of death, in one stroke, Krishna removes that ignorance from us, that this body is not you. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the best example, of course, is Parikshit Maharaj, who realized it, that as soon as this Brahmana boy Sringi cursed him, immediately Parikshit realized, this is not me. That what he is cursing is this body to go. But am I that body? This thought came very strongly in Parikshit's heart. That is why in the Bhagavatam it says, Vimrishya, that he very critically analyzed it within himself, and he came to the conclusion, I'm not going to bother about this body anymore. That is how he walks onto the riverbank of Ganga River and sat there and wanted to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So, I wanted to hear about Krishna. So, you can see there that this, it can happen in one stroke, like it happened to Parikshit. In one stroke it happened. Parikshit didn't do any sadhana before. Parikshit was busy with his management and administration and kingdom and ruling the planet, everything. So many other issues he had to deal with. He had no time for anything else. But by Krishna's grace, the moment he was told that your body is going, immediately he woke up. He came up to the reality to analyze it, that this body is not my permanent situation. So you can see how things can change in life, and particularly time of death. Particularly, if somebody is told that death is right at your doorstep, waiting, all this illusion will go away from us straight away. What we are now concerned about, is it not? In the Bhagavatam, how many personalities like this? Take for example, Ajamila. What happened to Ajamila? The same thing happened. At the time of death, these are people who have had that intelligence to utilize the power of death in the right direction. Ajamila, when he found out that death has come, and all the sinful activities, pious activities, whatever he has performed all before, in one stroke, Krishna cut it off from him and told him, you are gone, finish now, life is over. As soon as he heard that, Ajamila came to his senses. He started thinking, what have I done all my life? So, completely wasted my life. Had a good training, could have done well spiritually, could have lived a proper life. Instead, nobody else is so degraded like Ajamila got degraded from his position. It was a big fall from his position to the situation where he ended up. So having lived that life, whole life, and had a relationship with that prostitute and had children from her, and the eighth child whom Ajamila gave the name as Narayana, and finally to call that name, and then Krishna sends this, Krishna's representatives, Vishnududas comes there, and due to their association, Ajamila came to his senses. So you can see, when Ajamila heard that death is on the doorstep, he got that vairagyam inside, like Parikshit did. Then, in the Bhagavatam, you will see a personality called Katvanga, a king. Katvanga was a very powerful king. All through his life he was fighting the war with other kings, and even he was helping with Indra. He was helping Indra to fight the war in the heavenly planets. This Katvanga, when he was fighting the war in the heavenly planets, they told him, the demigods told him, your lifespan is only a very short period of time. What did he do? As soon as he realized that the body is going, he came over here, came back here, and went to the forest, cultivated spiritual life, and left the body and gone. So another example in the Bhagavatam. Again, when the fear of death happened to them, Katvanga completely changed on the spot. Everything changed in life. Then we have the story of the elephant Gajendra, isn't it? At the time of death, what happened? When Gajendra realized that death is now at the doorstep. Initially, Gajendra had thought that he'll be able to pull out from the crocodile. But as time passed on, and it came to a point that death is imminent, that the crocodile was getting stronger, Ajendra was getting weaker. He tried all friends and family members, they all left and gone. He was left alone. Gajendra was left alone. It was at that time he realized that he's going to lose. He's not going to win this battle with the crocodile. And at that point, he sensed that death is on the doorstep. And it is then that he had that intelligence to call Krishna's help. And there also, so in circumstances like that in the Bhagavatam, you can see that death is a very powerful factor in one's life for one who is looking in the spiritual direction. It can turn out to be a favorable situation. But average person, what happens? Most of the people, they end up somewhere, keep on taking drugs, medicines. This cycle will continue. And finally, he leaves this body and he goes on to another body, which is subtle body. He moves into another gross body, which is subtle body. But these are people like Parikshit, like Ajamila, Gajendra, Ghatwanga. All these personalities are those who became very successful by using the factor of death in favor of spiritual advancement and realizing the truth and escape from here. So, that is why here Prahlada is saying to them, Narasimha also, that everything is you. Without you, nothing can happen here. It is your mercy that is coming like this. Chitanugrahascha, he says. Chitanugrahascha means Krishna's grace flowing. This death is one of Krishna's grace. Although we may say Janma Mrityu, Jara Vyadhi and all that, birth, death, old age and disease, those devotees who are very intelligent, they have managed to turn everything in favorably. Even disease and death. People have used disease as a vehicle for liberation. People have used death as a vehicle for liberation. That depends on the Krishna's grace. That is what he is saying here. That pranendriyani hridayam chidanugrahascha. That is chidanugraham. Chidanugraham means that chitshakti is mercy. Chitshakti is grace. That's what he's saying here. So then, at this point, they stop studying. There is nothing to study after that anymore. And they are established in the self. They are established in the Atma. Viramedi viramandi shabdhad. He says there. Isn't it? Sudhiyo viramandi shabdhal. Viramandi shabdhal means no more engaging in studying the Vedam, Shastram, anything. Because once you have reached the goal of self-realization, then there is no need to study any Shastram, because the purpose of all the Shastram, they have already got to that point. Sridhara Swami mentions here, Adhyenadi Vyaparadi Viramandi. That is how Sridhara Swami says there. After that, he doesn't study anymore anything. And they will be like Jadabharata. How Jadabharata was there? Jadabharata was not even chanting Gayatri, which he is supposed to do, but he wasn't doing that. But seeing that, we shouldn't do that. It is after that stage it is. It is not for that purpose they are saying that. That means they are not studying anymore. That what it means is adhyanadi vyabharadi viramandi. What it means is that once you have realized the tattvam, understood the principle, that means for the sake of realizing the tattvam, you have utilized the mind. But after realizing the tattvam, there is no such thing called mind. That is what will happen. While realizing the truth, you will require the mind. You will use the mind to realize the truth. But after realizing the truth, mind goes away. Mind doesn't exist anymore. So he left the mind as well. So, because when you have the mind, what happens is that you want to know this, you want to know that, you want to know so many other things. So this knowing other things, that business is over. So nothing anymore after that. Who after realizing the tattvam, and then if he is again practicing these things, he is called Yoga Brashta. Remember? Yoga Brashta in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying that what does Yoga Brashta means? One who has fallen from the yoga process. That is, this is the system. That after realizing the self, and still desire to cultivate knowledge or desire to practice other austerities, penances, and continue following the previous life they led. Those who are doing that, they are called Yoga Brashta. Because you can see in the case of Jadabharata, after Jadabharata realized the truth, He had no more activities to perform. Nothing to do. He does not have to chant holy name. He doesn't have to chant the Gayatri. He doesn't have to do anything because he is situated in the platform of the soul. Once you have reached that stage, the business is over. That's why I say. Because what happens is, even after practicing spiritual life for many, many years, and after civilization, after realization, this Abhyasa Samskara means that because of practicing it for so long, that creates a Samskaram inside. That's called Abhyasa Samskaram. That Abhyasa Samskaram will stay inside. So you may find it difficult to give it up, even after self-realization. So Prahlada is saying here, you will leave that as well. That is what that is saying. Viramandi Shabdal. See that? Viramandi Shabdal means that. That even that Abhyasa Samskaram goes away. Abhyasa Samskaram means that you have practiced spiritual life throughout, following the regulative principles, following the rules and regulations, Vidhi Nishedam, and whatever you have practiced throughout life, that creates a vasana of its own inside. So after self-realization, that vasana could be still be there sometimes. So you will still think, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. And that vasana also will go. That is what that Viramandi Shabdad means. Adhyayanadi Vyaparadi Viramandi Tomeva Parama Samadhinam Tomeva Samadhinam Upasade Kimartham Vaya Anyesham Ime Kimartham Yajamahe Vedam. So, what will you do then? You will study the Shastram and you will start realizing that what is the use to study anything anymore? What is the necessity to perform any sacrifices? Nothing is required. Naham dhyayet bahun shabdan vajo vijyabanam shuti. So, and therefore, at that point you come to the conclusion that I shouldn't be hearing anymore anything. There is no need to hear. Similarly, don't want to hear any more sound. And also the tendency to inject sense objects into the intelligence. Into the intelligence. That means you don't want to know many things anymore. You don't want to know many things. And you have to be situated in that state and be satisfied with that. That is what he is saying here. That Naide Gunana Gunino, Prahlada's conclusion of the prayers. Naide Gunana Gunino, Mahadadaya Ye, Sarve Mana Prabhadaya, Sahadeva Martyaha, Adyandavanda Murugaya Vidandihi, Twam Evam Vimursha, Sudhiyo Viramandi Shabdhal. Viramandi Shabdhal. That is the end of Stuti. Stuti is finished there actually. He is saying you have reached that final destination there. So, that means from this big noisy world where we were absorbed all this life, from there you have come to this understanding what Prahlada has spoken and came first come from the world we withdrew ourselves and came inwardly and came to the platform of the soul. And while scrutinizing Prahlada's study, you have understood that what Prahlada is saying, that the vastu what you are looking for is not outside, it is inside. Once you have studied the inside, what as he discussed, Prahlada has discussed, and you have realized that aspect, what he has spoken about, eventually what happens, even inside, it comes to a stop. First we have to stop outside. You have to go inside. Inside, then there is activities inside. That is Vedanta Vijaram. Analyzing the truth as Prahlada has spoken. After accepting and realizing it, even that stops. And then we get established in the self. Established in the self. And at that point, all other desires goes away. No more, nothing want to know anymore, anything, because you have known what is to be known. You will see this in the 6th chapter in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says about a yogi. Who is a yogi? That yogi's state. That's what is there in the 6th chapter. यथा ते मोहकलिलं बुद्धिर्व्यतिरिष्यति तथा गंधा गंधासि निर्वेदम्
Bhuddhirviditarishyati. 252.
Yeah, it is in the second chapter. But yeah. Yadhate moha kalilam बुद्धिर्व्यतिरिष्यति तथा गंधांसि निर्वेदम् श्रोतव्यस्य श्रुतस्य च. That verse. When your intelligence has passed out of the dense forest of delusion, you shall become indifferent to all that has been heard and all that is to be heard. This is the state Prahlada is also talking about here. Prahlada is saying the same thing, that once you have realized it, established in the self, Swarupam, Swarupa Samadhi. Once you have got there, then there is no more to study anything, because you are already in that state. You are already in that state. So, yathade mohagalilam buddhirvedi tharishyati tada gandhase nirvedam. So, once the ignorance in our intelligence is gone, where is the avidya? Avidya is in the buddhi. Is it not? So, if that ignorance in intelligence is gone, then once it is gone, then all that what you have studied till then is not use at all. It's finished. Purpose is over. And there is no more new subjects to know anymore, anything. There's nothing to be known anymore in the future. That is that verse is saying.
Yadate moha kalilam buddhirvedi tarishyati tada gandhamsi nirvedam shodasya cha shrutasya cha. when your intelligence has passed out of the dense forest of delusion. That means once the ignorance is gone from inside, that is what that is, dense forest of delusion. That delusion or maya inside or ignorance inside us, once that has left us, then after that you shall become indifferent to all that has been heard. Everything what you have studied till then is all, you can leave it behind. And all that is to be heard. And that means there is nothing to be known after that. So, till self-realization, all this goes on. That's it. Yadate moha kalilam buddhir veditarishyati tada gandhasi nirvedam shrodavyasya shrutasya cha. Krishna is saying this. And that is what Prahlad is also saying here. Prahlad is saying the same thing here. This viramandi shabdal, in two words, Prahlada packed that whole verse. Adyandavandam urugai vidandihitvam evam vimarsya sudhiyo viramandi shabdal. You can see Bhagavad Gita says exactly the same thing what Prahlada is saying, isn't it? So, so there's nothing to be known, nothing to be studied after that, and nothing to be known. And that means whatever you have studied, that has also become a waste. What you have studied up to that. Because the source from where everything is coming, once you have seen that source, then what is there to know about everything else? There is nothing else to be known. So, at that point, that you leave everything. And that is that stage called Atmarama. Remember in the Bhagavatam? Atmarama verse. That is at Atmarama stage. That there is nothing to be known anymore. You found the source from where all this has come. Creation, the mind, body, senses, everything. Once you have known that, then once you have seen the source from where it's coming, then everything what has come from that is not anymore important. And there's Viramandi Shabdad. And saying this, and the after this awakening, he leaves his intelligence also and he remains as he is in his original state. That's the stage when intelligence leaves us. One after the other everything goes. First we leave the body, then we leave the senses, then we leave the mind, and finally you leave the intelligence also and you're situated as you are in your pure state of pure consciousness. And that is the last verse.
Tattirhattamastudi karma puja karma spradischaranayo shravanam kathayam samsevaya toi vinedi shadangaya kim bhaktim jana paramaham sagadau lepeda. Taltirhattamastamastudi karma puja karma spradischaranayo shravanam kathayam samsevaya toi vindadi vinedi shadangaya kim bhaktim jana paramaham sagadau lepeda.
Last verse, he says to, Prahlada says to Narasimham, that in this world, you are the only topic, or you are the only substance to be known. There is nothing else to be known here. And in more than execution of bhakti to you, there is nothing higher than that. And all our attachment, attraction and love and attachment should be towards you. And only you, only to you alone, we have to pay our obeisances. And all our activities should be to please you. And in this way, we have to live in this world. Prahlada is saying, finally.
Tattirhattamamastuti karma puja karma smridhischaranayo shravanam kathayam samsevaya tvai vinedi shadangaya kim bhaktim jana paramaham sagadau labedha.
Is saying that this is a Bhagavata dharmam, that everything for Krishna. Finally, everything for Krishna. Studi, karmam, puja. Karma smridhi charanayo shravanam kathayam. സംസേവയാ ത്വയി വിനേതി ഷഡംഗയാ കിം ഭക്തിം ജന പരമഹംസഗതൗ ലഭേത. സോ പ്രഭാതസ്തുതി ഫിനിഷസ് ദയർ മേക്കിംഗ് ദിസ് വേഴ്സ് എ ലിറ്റിൽ ബിറ്റ് മോർ ക്ലിയർ. എ മദർ സെറ്റ് ടു മഹാൽമ ദാറ്റ് ഹോൾ ഡേ ഐ എം ബിസി കുക്കിംഗ് ഫോർ പീപ്പിൾ, ഐ എം മേക്കിംഗ് പ്രസാദം ഹോൾ ഡേ. And all my time I have spent cooking food for others. He said, where do I have time for execution of bhakti? She asked this question. So this sannyasi says to him, from now on, don't make prasadam for others. And all prasadam when you are cooking, you think that you are making it for Krishna. Making it for Krishna. And everything what you think when you're doing it, that you're doing it for Krishna, and do it. And also remember this when you are giving prasadam to others, that who is eating prasadam is Krishna sitting as Antaryami in their inside. He is eating. You are not cooking for them. Take it like this, he said. Cook for Krishna and give that to everybody. But who is eating that? The Antaryami who is sitting inside them, they are taking that food. And give up this karma. Whatever karma you are doing at the moment, that you don't have to think about it in a different way. The way, that means, in your thoughts, how you approach the karma, that's more important. That if you are cooking food, if you think that it is for me I am cooking, and you cook and eat, that is sinful. But if you cook for Krishna, and you are giving that food to others, as Antaryami, they are taking that prasadam. That is become Bhagavata Dharma. That becomes Bhagavata Dharma. So, it is in the Eknath Swami's Bhagavatam you will see this, that even if you sweep the floor and take all the dust and everything and put it together into the dustbin, if you say that everything has been done for Krishna's sake, that activity also becomes Bhagavata Dharma. This is Eknath Swami's statement. So, everything, if you remember Krishna and engage in activity, it will become an activity of surrender. Activity of surrender. That is what he is saying here also. Nama, Stuti, Karma, Puja. All of them. And what else? കർമ്മസ്മൃതിശ്ചരണയോ ശ്രവണം കഥായാം കർമ്മ. That means, for the sake of hearing the katha, for the sake of hearing the katha, because without that bhakti, without this bhakti what he has spoken, knowledge won't come, jnanam will not come. So, the basic problem everybody has is, we have the ego inside us. Abhimanam, ahankaram inside, isn't it? And that ahankaram is the problem, or the ego is the problem, and that ego you can only wipe out through bhakti. With knowledge, ego won't go. Even we say ego, but he doesn't go. Ego doesn't go easily. So that is why it says that that in order that purification first, ahankaram to go, bhakti is necessary. Bhakti is necessary. And through bhakti, if inside is not purified, any amount of hearing the knowledge of the self, atmajnanam, will not be effective. Chitta shuddhi is necessary. That is why they say that first you chant a lot, for a few years, incessantly chanting, and that we wipe out as much vasanas as possible from inside. After that, if you hear Vedanta Shravanam, that will have its effect. It will go inside. Otherwise, it will not work. You will hear, it will go the other way. So, that is why he is saying here. That is why, while finishing this, Prahlada is going back to bhakti again. You see, after talking about all this Vedantam, Prahlada again goes back to bhakti and he is talking about bhaktim jana paramahamsa gadau labheda. That is the last line he had to say. Bhaktim jana paramahamsa gadau labheda. There should be bhakti. That means, bhakti means dasyam, servitude, isn't it? Service nature. So, when he began this prayers, if you look into the 17th verse, what did he say? Yasmal priya priya viyoga sayoga janma shokagnina sakala yoni shudhyamanam dukha ushadam dadabi dukha madadiyaham bhuman brahmami vadame tava dasya yogam. He began with bhakti there. Dasya yogam. Dasya yogam is bhakti. So, what he said, that a small priya viyoga sa yoga janma shoka agnina sagala yonishu dehyamanam dukha ushadam tadabi dukha madadiyaham bhuman brahmami vadame tava dasya yogam. There he asked for dasya yogam, servitude, to be servant of Narasimha. So he asked for that in that 17th verse. Now he is finishing the prayers also with the same words, He said, give me Dasya Yogam, he says. And with that Dasya Yogam, he is finishing the prayers also. Bhaktim jana, sam sevaya, seva means Dasya Yogam. Sam sevaya toi vinedi shatangaya kim bhaktim jana paramahamsa gadau labheda. So he began with Dasya Yogam and he finishes with Dasya Yogam. And sam sevaya toi vinedi shatangaya kim bhaktim jana paramahamsa gadau labheda. So, and that means, give me an opportunity to serve you. That is he saying here. After saying all these things, he is saying again, give me an opportunity to serve you. He has come back to bhakti again. Isn't it? Whereas if you look back into verses in 30 and all, he says, Egastvameva jagadeta damushya, where he spoke about the oneness of the jiva and the antaryami as one. After saying all this, finally, Prahlada closes the prayers, saying that, give me bhakti. Because through Dasya Yogam, one has to purify oneself through service. One has to purify oneself. After purification, when you hear Vedanta philosophy, it will go and it will have its effect. That is the reason why it has been put it in that way. So that is saying here, give me an opportunity to serve you. Give me an opportunity to serve you. Because if you don't want the ego to come and interfere in your service, you should have sufficient sadhana before that. Otherwise, all your service will be influenced by the ego inside. The ego will start working, and ego will start demanding, dictating things from inside. That is why he is saying like that. That he says here, if the abhimanam or ahangaram or ego inside, if you do not want that to come and interfere in your vyavaharam and your dealings, in your service also, you have to remain as a dasa, as a servant. So, you will ask the question that after talking about the highest realization before, why did he talk about dasa yogam now? Reason is that we also, after hearing all this, what Prahlada has spoken, we have to do vyavaharam in this world, isn't it? And in that vyavaharam, if ahangaram should not come there, our ego should not come and start interfering there, for that, dasya yogam is necessary. So, ahangaram is a disease. Ahangaram, ego is a disease, isn't it? So, in order that that disease does not come back and disturb us in our life, in our work, or activities in this world, this injection is this Dasya Yoga. Because this ego, I am doing this, I am doing this, I am doing that, that won't go very easily from inside. It won't go very easily from inside. And but at that point, to do a service to Krishna with this understanding, that I am doing this for Krishna's pleasure rather than my own benefit. In that mood, to do that service is difficult because of ahangaram inside. Ahangaram will come inside. But whereas if it is done for the sake of bhakti, for pleasing Krishna, and asking for bhakti, for given an opportunity to serve Krishna, which is a different situation, that is what Prahlada is mentioning here. That is why he brought this verse at the end of the Prahlada Stuti. Because realizations what he spoke before are on much, much higher level. Is it not? If you look at from verse 30 onwards, Ekastameva Jagadetamushayatra, all this is Vedantam of the highest level. He spoke all that, 30, 31, 32, all those verses. And finally comes back to this bhakti again. The reason is this, that Vedantam is only beneficial for a person who has come out of ego. If ego is operating inside, then Vedantam, even in, you may speak the highest Vedantam, but in Vedantam also, this ahankaram will operate and show its bad effect, ahankaram's effect. So therefore, Prahlada's point is that give me bhakti, he says, so that you have to remember, Prahlada is frightened. Why is frightened? He comes from the Asuric race. Asura he is, isn't it? That means Rajogunam is inside. The Rajogunam is the one which manifests in us in the form of Ahankaram. And Rajogunam, if a person has a lot of Rajogunam, then you will see in his work, the way he operates also, it will be in the front of everything. Because he mentions this in the beginning. He says there that when he started the prayers, first thing what did he say to Narasimham? I am a Asura. And my nature is that not Sattugunam. Sattvaigadana madayo vajasam pravahai naradidam purugunai adhunabhi pipro kim toshtu marhadi same hari ugrajade. I am a ugrajada. Ugrajada means I am born in the Asuric race. That means what he is indicating there is Rajogunam and Tamogunam is very strong in me. Prahlada is saying. And because of that, I know all these realizations are fine. Vedantam, what is spoken, but when it comes to staying in that state will be difficult because of the strong influence of the Rajogunam. That is why he is saying, I will prefer to be like a devotee. Remain as a devotee, as a servant. In that way, by staying in that way, the ahankaram inside will not come back again and start influencing my activities. So, it is like a shield, this bhakti. Bhakti is like a shield. Bhakti protects a person. Because when you have that mood of surrender and the mood of pleasing Krishna, then this ahankaram will not cause any problems. If you have that. If you don't have that, then naturally it will have a detrimental effect. So that is what he is saying here. And if you develop this, cultivate this Dasya Yogam, Dasya Bhakti, then and do things in such a way for Krishna's pleasure, everything is done for Krishna's pleasure, what will happen is, this ahankaram inside will slowly melt it away. And that means it becomes pakvam. Pakvam means it matures. Ahankaram is there, but it becomes matures. And when it matures, it will open up the way for liberation, for material existence. And that is what he's saying there. So, therefore, with this Dasya Yogam, or with service nature, Prahlada stops the prayers. Prahlada stops the prayers. And so far, there were 42 verses here. If you look now, 50 out of that, it started at 7, isn't it? Or 8, yeah. So we have seen almost 42, 43 verses here. And little bit in detail, we have discussed this now in the last 20, 30 classes, isn't it? And Prahlada also spoke about how to engage in the bhakti process, bhakti sadhana. And what we have spoken in the 7 days, to bring it into practice, 7 days is not enough. Whatever we have spoken in the 7 days, in this summer, we have talked two topics. The Shramurti's prayers and Prahlada Stuti. The two topics we discussed. But to bring that into our life, it's not for 1 or 2 weeks. And that is Anusandhanam. Anusandhanam means that to translate that into our own life. Each and everyone in this world, they have to take according to their capacity and manage it. That's all you can say about it. That to the depth it has gone inside, accordingly it should operate. And that should come out in that way, that you will know when it is working inside. This knowledge in the Prahlada Stuti, Prahlada's prayers, and the knowledge in the Trinamurti Stotram, if it influences us and changes our way of thinking, then you can say that hearing it was worthwhile. Hearing was worthwhile. But if it hasn't happened anything, that means we have to think again why it hasn't happened, isn't it? So how much sadhana, that is a sadhana itself, translating this into your own life, that's our own sadhana. And that depends on the person who does that. But in whichever level we are at, from that level we have to try. And then we have to depend on Krishna's grace. That's all. And because ultimately who has to translate? Antaryami inside. He is hearing all these things, what Prahlada has spoken. So when we say that you are hearing Prahlada Stuti means, Antaryami inside all of you are hearing Prahlada Stuti. Is it not? Prahlada Stuti, the Antaryami inside was hearing. And if Antaryami, what he has heard, if he has decided to bring it into your life, then that is Krishna's grace. That's all you can say about that. And then finally, Sri Narada Maharshi says, Edadvarnidagono bhaktya bhaktena nirguna prahladam pranadam pedo edamanyu abhashada. That's the last word from Sri Narada Maharshi says. Edavad varnida guno bhaktya bhaktena nirguna prahladam pranadam preeto edamanyu abhashada. Here, Prahlada Stuti finishes like this, that Prahlada glorified Narasimha. And varnida, see there, varnida guno bhaktya bhaktena nirguna, he says. Bhaktya bhaktena nirguna, varnida gunaha nirgunaha. Prahlada recognizes that absolute truth is without qualities, without nirgunam it is. So nirguna brahmam, Prahlada is glorified through bhakti. And similarly, it is difficult thing to explain nirguna brahmam. Isn't it? Brahmam is taking these different forms. Malsyam, Varaham, Narsimham, Vamanam and all that. Different forms. Brahmam is taking those forms. So nirguna brahmam, who has no three modes of nature, that's why it's called nirgunam. So nirguna brahmam, Prahlada glorified with bhakti. Similarly, we are also saying the same thing. We are saying Srimad Bhagavatam, talking Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And Krishna manages to get things done through somebody, whomever he wants, to get the things done. And similarly, you have also heard Bhagavatam in the same way, this Prahlada Stuti, for so many hours, isn't it? So, all I can say is this, that if Prahlada Stuti, if you hear properly, and if you accept it inside, that's the most important thing, then you can say that it will have its effect. And that acceptance is important, because what Prahlada is saying is not a usual thing. It's a completely unusual thing that a person who has a lot of rajogunam, tamogunam inside like us. Yeah. That is why we feel closer relationship with Prahlada than with many others. Unlike Sudama, unlike others, we have a lot more closer connection with Prahlada than Sudama, isn't it? Sudama by nature is in Satogunam, extremely high degree of Satogunam inside. Therefore, when he is talking to Krishna, it is speaking from Satogunam. Whereas Prahlada, because of his Asuric nature in him, what he acknowledges there, he says, I was born as Hiranyakashipu's son. And it's not a very good parentage, isn't it? And about Kayadhu also, you can't say that she had a very high standard of spiritual life. So neither Kayadhu nor Hiranyakashipu had a very higher spiritual background in that sense. We shouldn't think about their previous lives and all that. We are looking at this current birth. So Prahlada saying that, my father was like this, my mother was like that. I don't have much to claim as parentage I didn't inherit very much spiritually from either side, from father's side or mother's side. This is what I am, he's saying. Full of Rajogunam and Tamogunam inside. But Narada Maharshi shown that mercy to me, and this is what has happened to me. That while in the womb of my mother, I realized the truth. Therefore, when I came to this world, I didn't feel any problems here. Because it was a self-realization inside. But still, he's saying that my vasanas are still there. It can come back. Therefore, give me bhakti. This is how Prahlada concludes. So, in the same way, for us also, we have also the same things inside us. Rajogunam and Tamogunam. And that is influencing all the time in our actions, words, everything. It comes out. So, our prayers to Narasimham also is that even if when we serve Krishna or Narasimham, we have to have this mood like Prahlada cultivated with Narasimham, that it's for your pleasure that I am doing this, not for anything for me. I am in this state. It's up to you now what you want to do with us. We'll conclude it there. That is the end of Prahlada's story. Now, we will go back to Bhagavatam, where we stopped before.